Daily devotional message from Mercy Land Ministries, Saturday the 19th of August 2023. Topic: Pay them no mind. Today's scripture: But some scoundrels said, "How can this fellow save us?" They despised him and brought him no gifts. But Saul kept silent. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 27, NIV. New International Version. Message: In scripture, King Saul had some people come against him. They were making fun of him. He could have easily become distracted and lost his focus. He could have defended himself saying, "I'm a good leader. I have what it takes." But what did he do? He kept silent. One translation says, he paid them no mind. Friend, sometimes that's what you have to do when people are coming against you. You have to realize that some people are just jealous. Not everyone is going to have your best interest at heart. But don't let them control your destiny. Don't let them distract you from God's best. Instead of playing up to people or trying to win over all your critics, keep your eyes focused on what God has for you. Spend time with people who see what God is doing in you. Focus on those who will celebrate you. Ignore the critics so you can be all that God has called you to be. Prayer for today: Father, today I keep my heart and mind focused on you. I choose to ignore the naysayers. I choose to turn away from critical voices. I declare by faith that I will accomplish the plan you have for me as I daily put you first in everything that I do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetic Declaration, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 25, the Message Bible edition, says, "Keep your eyes straight ahead, ignore all sideshow distractions." Psalm 86 verse 11 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name." You shall receive the grace that will permit these scriptures come to perfect fulfillment in your life, and make you become an achiever and not a loser. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus said, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." Revelation chapter 22 verse 12, NIV. Are you ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Please give your life to Jesus. For prayer and counseling, email, WhatsApp or call Bishop Bayo Yusuf, +447 440084481. bishopyusuf@gmail.com. www.mercylandministries.co.uk. God bless you abundantly.